Wright said that he and colleague Doug Clyde will be meeting with two-part city council members and both city and county staff members on Tuesday.
The county right now provides O&M funds for the senior center. I believe we need to find a place that's more suitable for the senior center. I think putting them in the Christian Center a couple of days a week, setting things up, taking things down, will be very detrimental to the future of the senior center for the west side of the county.
Wright said he hopes a somewhat permanent temporary home can be found, and he wants to find out from the city if they need to put in the Woodside Avenue affordable units next year, or if they could wait a little while. We asked Wright if the seniors are being told that it's up to them to find a new home.
I think essentially that's what the city is doing. That's been their decision. I think we can help on that, but I don't, off the top of my head right now, I don't have any immediate solutions. Hopefully we can come up with something.
On a related topic, as we've reported, the council recently approved a moderate income housing plan, but that does not deal with senior housing.
And the desires I've heard from the senior community are more aimed at continuing of care housing, kind of a graduated place where you have independent living, assisted living, memory care in one place.
Summit County Council Member Glenn Wright. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.